If I say God, do you blush and turn away? If I say sacrament, heaven, angelus, and if I mutter poetry, do you giggle in embarrassment? Religion has become the new pornography, religious poetry the new lunacy. Now that's a great line to open with, isn't it?
Yes, well, I happen to believe that is the case. I have lived poetry and religious poetry all my life, I suppose, and have perpetually come in contact with all of these reactions. The new pornography, religion, the new pornography. I think it is. You don't speak religion to people anymore. Religion and politics are not to be discussed in polite company. Religious poets are to be avoided at all costs. I agree with that generally, except
for some. Was poetry not always on the fringe, you know, and maybe especially religious poetry? Was it not always out there for others to read it?
I don't honestly think that is the case. I think that has happened in the early part of the last century, the 20th century. We lost touch with poetry. But I think we also lost touch with art, generally. Music, contemporary music, seems inaccessible to most people, as is contemporary painting.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go with it. You need to study it nowadays. You need the background to it. But that was not the case always. Whatever happened in the early part of the 20th century, maybe the wars and the disruption, people did not follow or did not continue to follow the developments in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly lost it, I think, when it came to poetry. But before that, poetry was popular. Never vastly popular, but it was important in the sense that it was like a drop of water or a drop put into the ocean, and from it came ripples that spread all over the place.
Mm.
So even if only a few people actually did read it, they discussed it.
Yeah.
Do you think
in general that maybe we've lost touch with that word beauty?
Yes.
You know, that sense of beauty in our lives. Do you think that's lessened?
I do. The way I would look at it is that we are living in an age of grasping and appropriation. That people's purpose in life is to have more, to own more, to take as much of the world as we possibly can. But beauty, you cannot do that with beauty. You must contemplate beauty. So you have to stay back from it a little bit. You have to allow it its space. You have to give it time. And you have to, if you like, get rid of your own ego in front of it. You have to allow it to penetrate you rather than you taking it for yourself. So I do believe in our day and age that we have lost a sense of beauty.
And what do you think that will do to us as a society, to be indifferent to something like beauty?
Well,
and poetry and paintings and
look around at society, look at the wars we have, look at the violence, look at the suicides that we have. I've come from the west of Ireland, where there were 4 suicides in a very small area within the past half a dozen weeks, and these are 15 to 22 year olds. And I find that a failure of society, a complete failure of the society that we're living in. And maybe it comes back to the fact that the rule now is that you've got to own the world.
Mm.
And you have to be big. You have to have your cars and your big jobs and your houses and your mortgages and your holiday homes and all of that. And an awful lot of people just aren't able to keep up with that.
And shouldn't have to.
And should not have to, of course. It is the empty side of life, really.
To come back to your feeling about poetry and nobody reading it and that, does it go back to how we all learned poetry in school?
There is a good deal of that in it, yes. That goes back to the fact of examination.
Right.
There are certain things I do not believe that you can examine, such as emotional responses, intellectual response even, and the acceptance of beauty. You can't examine that.
Mm.
Okay, you can have a whole series of words and language and sentences and phrases that you can apply. But if you are examining something and that is the way it is done, then you are going to lose the absolute taste. The emotional response is going to be put to the side, and the mathematical response, if you like, or the examination response comes to the fore.
So what needs to be done?
I would like to see poetry taken off the examination syllabus completely.
Would it be lost forever to any of those that might pick up something?
You can teach poetry by presenting poetry but not examining it.
Mm-hmm.
You can get art taught by getting the pupils to perform the art, getting the techniques and producing works of art themselves, if you like. And that is one great way of examining how good they are at their art. You can do the same with poetry. You can just present poetry and get them to enjoy it and love it and suggest maybe that they do their own work in that area. But the examination at the moment, the way it's done, just kills all that off.